This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Lehman, the investment bank, not the hardware store, went under 10 years ago this coming Saturday. A big bank, yes, but by historical definition, literally not too big to fail. That whole idea of too big to fail, we've all come to know during the crisis, right? That some parts of the financial system in this country are just so big and so interconnected that their collapse would put the whole economy at risk. Today, a lot of what was big back then has gotten bigger. Take JPMorgan Chase, just for instance. It manages $2.8 trillion. That's more than the gross domestic product of Canada or Italy or Brazil. Just six banks manage more than half the assets in the whole banking industry in this economy. Just six banks manage the equivalent of half the gross domestic product of the entire American economy. So how did we get here? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that one.
There was a time when banks were small and plentiful.
At the all-time peak in the United States, in around 1921-22, there were like 31,000 banks in the United States.
Richard Silla is a financial historian and professor emeritus at NYU. The Great Depression wiped out thousands of banks, but for about 40 years after that, the number was stable. Until it wasn't.
There's been a tremendous amount of consolidation during the last four decades, and the American banking system went from about 13 or 14,000 commercial banks four decades ago, down to closer to 5,000 now.
Now, one reason there were so many banks is because state laws ensured there were. Federal law left the regulation of bank branches up to states. Different states had different rules, and rules within states could be pretty restrictive.
For most of American history, banks were not able to cross state lines.
Frederick Mishkin is professor of banking and financial institutions at Columbia Business School.
In some states, indeed, you could only have one branch and you could not have a second branch in that state.
He says some banks lobbied for it to be this way.
This actually was a way for banks to not be as competitive. And particularly if you're a bank in one state, you don't want to have people from other states come in and take away some of your business. So you'll fight like hell to keep them out.
Now, just because there were a lot of banks back in the 70s and 80s does not mean that they were good banks.
So I remember I lived in Chicago in the 1980s, and the service was just horrendous because the competition was just terrible. In fact, I at one point had a case where they had a check that that was forged. They cashed it, and they're supposed to give me the money back. I never got it back. So it was a different world.
But the real problem for banks of that era was that because they were small, they were also fragile. Robert Hendershot is associate professor of finance at Santa Clara University and a hedge fund portfolio manager.
Having tens of thousands of tiny little banks is economically insane. It's just, it is not an efficient way to organize a banking system.
Today, we talk about banks being too big to fail, but back then, he says, they had the opposite problem.
The U.S. banking industry was too small to thrive.
He points to Texas, where oil was king in the 80s and which had more banks than any other state.
Oil fell to $10 a barrel, and basically every bank in Texas went out of business.
Regional banks weren't diversified. They were tied to the local economy. Texas, being an oil-heavy economy, was vulnerable, and therefore so were its banks. Hundreds of them failed. The number of banks in the U.S. also shrank during the thrift crisis in the late 80s and the recession in the early 90s.
Not because they were consolidating the way we think about it, but because they were failing.
It's at this point that Congress starts to take notice, and in 1994, it passed the Interstate Banking and Branching Efficiency Act.
And that was where Congress tore down all of the barriers and banks became free to merge and grow across state lines.
And that is exactly what banks did. Through the Great Recession, banks consolidated even further as some failed and were bought up by others. And more banks went from too small to thrive to too big to fail. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.